From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimmy Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. The Speaker of the Idaho House of Representatives beat his primary challenger in May by just 186 votes. Another race in Ada County was even closer. Republican Chris Bruce edged out Melissa Durant by just 47 votes for the District 23 state representative seat. And now, thanks to the new Ada County Ballot Verifier, anyone can inspect the ballots for these races, looking at each vote to see for themselves how the election came out. We told you about the new tool before the May primary, which was the first real-time test of the system, and we wanted to know how it worked out. So we're welcoming back Ada County Clerk Trent Triple and Savera CEO Adam Friedman. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Trent, remind us how this tool works.
Yeah, so it's essentially a citizen's audit tool to be able to allow any citizen with access to the internet to view all of the ballot images and how those ballot images were cast for the official election results and compare those to what we posted for the official results after an election. It's an extremely powerful tool that hopefully adds a level of transparency not seen anywhere else to this date, probably across the country. So we're excited to have this here in Ada County for citizens and candidates and media members to use to help build trust in elections.
And Adam, tell us again about Savera and the tool itself that you've created for Ada County.
Savera is a civic tech innovation lab based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So we focus on maximizing public engagement, public access, and transparency to public data. The ballot verifier was a quintessential part of what we do, which is mostly focused on election results and voting statistics, historical searchable archives. So ballot verifier really turns what a lot of voters perceive as a black box into a glass box for the first time ever.
Wow. Okay, Trent, you got the May primary results up online. How long did it take? How did it work out?
So our target was between 4 and 6 weeks. We hit that mark. We learned this was really our first live process that we were doing. Previous to that, all the information on the Explorer was historical data that we had several months to work through and make sure we got up there. So this was a real-time test for us. We were very happy with it. We hit that timeline. However, our goal in the future is to shorten that timeline, and I think we can. Adam's team did an incredible job once we gave them all of the data that we had and turning that around. I think we can get it done so that in the future, this could possibly be a tool for people to check results and audit ballots before the end of the contest or recount period, which may help avoid recounts or contests in the future. So we're excited about that in this upcoming November election.
So I want to look at one really close race. I've got the House seat race for District 23 up on my computer. It was between Melissa Durant and Chris Bruce. I picked it mainly because it was so close. There was like a 47 vote difference between the two. Trent, describe the information that I've got at my fingertips online for this race. What can I look at? The first thing I see, I think, is a chart, a graph chart that shows how many votes.
You bet. And remember, in District 23, that we're splitting this with another county. So this isn't the total results for this race. Mm. However, in Ada County, the magnificent thing that Adam's team has been able to do with this tool is you can go in and you can data mine like you've never been able to do before and look at voter history. One of the fascinating things about this particular race is that you can see things like gender bias possibly in this race as you look at the actual ballots. The other seat that was running in this race was also between a male and a female, Tina Lambert and Sean Dygert. And if you look at the ballots, you can see that there's quite a few ballots where Melissa Durant and Tina Lambert received votes versus Bruce and Sean and vice versa. You can also kind of see the breakdown between vote types, between absentee election day and early voting by precinct. And so this gives a level of information at the fingertips of anybody that wants it that can kind of see where voter habits are taking place within the precincts and where things are happening. The other fascinating thing about this ballot is that there was a bond on the ballot as well. And to see people that voted for a bond and then the corresponding candidates they voted for, it kind of really paints a picture that there's not a lot of monolithic voters in our county, meaning they vote straight down one ideological line, which was also kind of fascinating.
Well, and this is great information. I mean, for candidates, for anybody putting up a bond, and for folks who just want to look at what happened. And you can also look at every individual ballot, right?
That's correct. You can scroll through every single ballot that was cast in any particular contest. You can sort it by party. You can sort it by precinct. You can sort it by voter type, whether it's you just want to look at the absentee ballots versus those that were cast early in person versus those that were cast on election day. You can see in this particular race between Bruce and Durant, Bruce, for instance, in precinct 2306 and 2307, won both the absentee early voting and election day votes, whereas Melissa Durant in 2301 and 2308 did the same thing. So you can kind of see where strongholds are for certain candidates and where they tend to be successful based off the voter type.
And to clarify, there's no voter information in here, right? Nothing to identify a voter.
Yeah, that's correct. There's no way to personally identify any ballot with an individual voter.
Gotcha. Adam, talk about all this information and how Savera customized this tool for Ada County.
Yeah, Ada County was getting a lot of records requests for, you know, more ground truth in elections. And a lot of jurisdictions around the country are facing the same onslaught. There are a lot of folks talking about mistrust in elections and worrying about integrity. And this is one really, really vital step for jurisdictions to take, both the state, county, and city levels across the country, to provide the most rich possible presentation of information, and particularly this ability for any user to actually see the image of every ballot and then how that ballot is read and translated by the actual voting machines. So that's a really important point, is that we're linking one-to-one between every ballot and all of the markings thereon, and then the cast vote record, what's called the cast vote record, which is the encodings of the votes as each voting machine reads it. So that's really one of the big leaps forward that we were able to innovate at Savera, which is to determine the specific technical links between that scanned image and the encoding, so that every single person can conduct their own public audit on their time and the convenience of their living room, et cetera, at any point. So it's creating kind of an end-to-end transparency, which in our view, you know, it's kind of ironic that classically the most vital public document in a democracy is the proof of who won the elections, so that they get to take power and rule over all of us. And that document historically has been kept under seal in most states. But that document is so important. This is the era now where we have the technology, we have the means to protect voter privacy and the secrecy of the ballot, but also the means to really expose the ballot so that everyone can see the results, the ground truth for themselves. So there's no excuses not to do this.
We're speaking with Ada County Clerk Trent Triple and Savera CEO Adam Friedman about the Ada County Ballot Verifier online tool and the May primary results. I want to look at one more race. Again, this is just Ada County results. Idaho House Speaker Mike Moyle in Ada County beat his challenger, Rachel Hayslip, by 186 votes. And Trent, when we're talking about the openness that Adam was talking about elections, when you've got a race like this, it's an important race, a House Speaker race, people are very interested in it. Is this tool really, really helpful when there are a lot of eyes on the results on a race like this?
We think so. That's why we did it. It's helpful for people. You know, Adam and I have both said this multiple times, that the vast majority of people will probably not delve into this ballot verifier to use it a whole lot. I'm sure a lot of people will touch it probably once or twice. But the fact that it exists now is really the comfort level and the trust builder that we were looking for, so that people know, hey, we're not hiding anything, right? I don't want the conversations around the kitchen table to be whether or not a person got legitimately voted into office. We want those conversations to be, how is that person in office doing in their job and representing the people that voted them into office? That's the conversation that we want focused for folks. And so that's why we did it. It's interesting in this particular race, for instance, in the Ada County votes only, Mike Moyle won in every single precinct in Ada County with absentee voting, which just drives home the point of the importance of that for certain candidates.
Wow. Adam, we're talking about the Ada County races, and like we said, some of these are split, so we're just talking Ada County results. How about getting Savera to make us a verifier for the whole state of Idaho? What's the future of this kind of software?
There's discussion. I think there's, I don't want to speak for any office, but certainly I think this does set a standard. It sets a new standard. And I'm very, very hopeful that the Secretary of Idaho, their team, who they are watching this, they're seeing how it's playing out, to ensure that this is kind of ready to scale up. We're hopeful that they will move to adopt this in the near future. And we think, as a national movement, we think that the timing is appropriate as well.
Well, let's talk about that. Trent, the November election is rushing at us very fast. There will be a lot of scrutiny of those results. Is the verifier ready for a presidential election?
Oh, 100%. And to your earlier point, we're ready for it here locally in Ada County. We hope that it continues to expand on this level of transparency. Our office has received multiple calls, as well as Adams, from other states in the country. I was speaking with Senate leadership in the state of Washington. We've spoken with folks in the state of Arizona. There's a lot of people that are very interested in this and want it prior to this particular election, given the friction that seems to be around elections integrity with these particular candidates on the presidential ballot. But yes, we're ready in Ada County, and I hope that every Ada County citizen that's voting in November will have trust that their vote is properly counted. And if they want to verify that, they have the ability to do that now.
Well, it's an awesome tool. And like you said, it's a chance to drill down into information, because we don't get a lot of surveys or polling ahead of time here in Idaho, or at least that regular folks can see. And so this is a way to look at that, as you said, to find out how things broke down.
It's fascinating. In this last primary, you know, a lot of people talk about down ballot voting being a problem, where people will vote for people high on the ticket but won't vote for lower offices. In this last primary, it's not hard to scan through some of these ballots and find individuals that voted for precinct committeemen and local county races that did not vote for higher up offices, U.S. Senate seats, U.S. representative seats, as well as state legislative seats. So again, this kind of breaks open the perception or the misperception that, you know, things are always going to be a certain way with voters. The voter habits are very different. And here in Ada County specifically, we have a wide variety of voter types and voter behavior that I think is fascinating to watch.
We've been speaking with Ada County Clerk Trent Triple and Savera CEO Adam Friedman about the Ada County Ballot Verifier online tool and the May primary results. We'll put links to the verifier on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, so you can dig around into those results yourself. Thanks to the both of you. This is great. We'll see you again, I'm thinking, in November.
Thanks, Samantha. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.